is that love is helping other people do what's best for them. Agape love, the word for agape love is doing the best defined, doing what's best for the other person no matter how you feel. Okay? And when you read through the scripture, love your neighbors yourself, love your wives, you know, love your enemies. It does not say have good feelings towards. It doesn't say like them. It specifically does not say that. That word love is do what's best for them, whether you feel like it or not. Find their best and do their best. That's what the word means. That's what God did. You think Jesus, when he went to the cross, he's going, oh, hey, yeah, I'm into this. No, he said, not my will, but yours be done. Is there any way to take this from me, take it. That's the last thing you want to do, go to the cross. He did not want to, but he did what was best for us, no matter how he felt. And that's what we get to be like. And the problem is that we want to do our will, like I talked about a couple days ago, not my will, but yours. We want to do our will, not his will. You know, because his will isn't the kind of thing we like doing. It's hard, okay? But when we do the hard thing, we discipline ourselves. Just think of any sports star. They do the hard thing. They work out. They push and push and push their body. And then they get the result from it. Where do I get that from? Why do I talk about this kind of stuff? Well, Paul talked about it. He said, I beat my body, right? Like an athlete, only the athlete who wins, you know? Like a boxer, you don't just beat into the air, you know? So these examples are there in the physical realm. And we need to discipline ourselves in a spiritual way to say no to ungodliness and say yes to godliness. In the same way, in the physical realm, we say no to things that aren't good for us and we say yes to things that are good for us. God gives us these analogies in life to help us see things. He gives us the parables and he teaches us. And I said before, and I'll say it again, God is wanting to teach you throughout the entire day by all kinds of things going on. He's not limited to teaching you when you're in class here and through the Bible. Whenever you run into anything, learn this. You get a hit of any sort. Something happens. You say, what's this about, Lord? It's that simple. What's this about, Lord? He wants you to learn to go to the source of truth. And if there's ever been a time in our country where we can't trust what people call truth, it's in the last year and a half. Because there's so many lies out there about this whole COVID thing and all that stuff. It's all messed up. There's completely conflicting opinions among scientists. You know, top scientists completely disagreeing with each other. They can't both be right. But guess who's right all the time? God's right all the time. And so we need to learn to go vertical and simply say, what are you trying to teach me here, Lord? What's going on? It will change your life because you're having this conflict go on or this thing go on, and you stop and say, Lord, what's happening here? You're getting your message from a higher power. And you're learning to lean on that which lasts. Because this has never worked for you guys. Doesn't work for me. Continue to try to work it out here. We fail sooner or later.